message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
If you're excited, shout a loud hallelujah. It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence. I want to wish us a Merry Christmas in advance and a Happy New Year in advance in Jesus' precious name. Did I hear you say amen? I want to particularly appreciate all the workers that are here today to thank God for the privilege He has given to us as workers and servants in the house of God to serve God all through the year, from the beginning till the end. And I know that the blessings that will be released this morning will show in your life in Jesus' name. You will not miss out of your own portion in Jesus' precious name. Mindset for profitable kingdom service. Mindset for profitable kingdom service is what we'll be speaking on briefly before we go into other aspects of the service. Kingdom service is very vital for every believer. Everyone that is a child of God, is important that he or she is involved in kingdom service. Now, let me tell you this before I move on. Every human being is created to serve something. Everybody that you know that is dead or alive serves something or serves somebody. Human being cannot stay without serving somebody. When Moses went to the top of the mountain, before he came back, they had already formed a statue and they started worshiping it. When Peter, when they did miracles, when they see Apostle Paul doing miracles, people want to bow to him and begin to say, ah, this must be a God. People are created to serve something. That's why if you are not careful, if you are a big person, people can worship you if you are not careful. People are created to serve something. And for us, that's for you and I, we are created to serve God. What is kingdom stewardship? Kingdom stewardship simply means engaging in spiritual investments towards the advancement and the enlargement of the kingdom of God. Engaging in investments towards the advancement and enlargement of the kingdom of God. Number two, what is kingdom stewardship? Kingdom stewardship is serving God and the interest of His kingdom as a lifestyle. Serving God and the interest of God's kingdom as a lifestyle. Basically, there are three types of kingdom stewardship. Basically, if we want to break it into smaller bits. The first one is what we call physical stewardship. Physical stewardship involves what the choir just did now. Using their voice to thank God, using their voice to appreciate God, what the ushers are doing right now, what the security outside are doing right now, that's physical stewardship. Preaching, teaching. People are in the children's church right now. That's what they call physical, taking care of the children. Some people are in the engineering room, media room, all doing physical stewardship. And you must realize that the house of God is an institution, is an organization that also has departments. In the church, for example, here we have the oil of gladness, we have the reflections, we have the drama, we have the steppers, we have the children's church, etc., etc. Many departments, counseling, follow-up, you know, and all that. Evangelism department, all these departments are physical stewardship. Done for the advancement of the kingdom of God, and it carries its own reward. The second type of stewardship of kingdoms is what we call spiritual stewardship, and this is basically into two parts: prayer and fasting, according to Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 10. Matthew 6, verse 9 to 10 is spiritual stewardship. We say, after this manner, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's what we call spiritual stewardship. Praying for the advancement of God's kingdom. In this church, for example, we have the prayer team. We have other prayer teams in the church here. We have the Kingdom Advancement Prayer Squad. We have the Special Prayer Squad that we pray in the night. We have the Special Intervention Prayer Squad. All these prayer squads are for specific interventions. We have the pastor's prayer that we have and the pastor's vigil and many other prayers that are going on simultaneously. We have the church workers and church staff prayer sessions that hold in the course of the day. All these prayers are not prayers for money. They are prayers for God's intervention in the lives of the people. It's a spiritual stewardship. And of course, the B part of spiritual stewardship is soul winning stewardship. Soul winning. Daniel chapter 12 verse 3. Daniel chapter 12 verse 3. Soul winning stewardship is also a spiritual stewardship. And it's one of the most important out of all the stewardship. The Bible says there in Daniel 12 verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever. So God wants us to be involved in soul winning. And one of the things that Jesus said when he was leaving was for us to go into the world and preach the gospel. It is important, it is essential that every believer is involved in this stewardship. Every believer is involved. Every believer is a part of it. Pastor Wale, we met on the field yesterday while we were doing evangelism. You were doing your own. We met on the field. Quite a few people also we met yesterday. It's not about status or about position or about anything. It is about what must be done to obtain reward. Now you are a pastor, you are a bishop, you are a deacon, you are a minister, you are an HOD, you are not exempted. No work in the house of God exempts you from being involved in soul winning if you really want your reward. So I've talked about two kinds of stewardship. I said physical stewardship, and I've talked about spiritual stewardship, which I broke into two, and I spoke extensively on prayer and fasting as a form of spiritual stewardship, and of course I spoke on sowing. The third kind of stewardship is financial stewardship. This involves giving in the house of God, giving to the work of God, giving of offering, giving of tithe, giving of pledges, and other things that involves monetary spending. As I'm speaking to you now, we are using a generator, a big generator that guzzles or drinks diesel per minute, per second, as a result of the air conditioners that are on here. And it has to be fueled, it has to be maintained, and the monies that are given are used for such things. Buses go out to bring people, buses are maintained, tires are bought, batteries are bought, the mic that I'm using, the battery has to be bought and changed regularly. There's maintenance work everywhere, staffs have to be paid, security has to be paid, the people that come and pack the refuse that you throw here have to be paid to pack it, you know, all those things. So somebody say, where is the money going? That's where it's going. So financial stewardship is what is important to keep the work of God going. And it's one of the major ways to key into the blessings of God. By God's privilege, myself and my wife, we are privileged for our life to have been changed through this particular stewardship. Financially. Tirelessly engaging without any announcement. Tirelessly engaging day and night in this. And many of our leaders, pastors, and members have also keyed into this, and their life is changing gradually. You are the next. I say you are the next. Important things to note about kingdom stewardship. Important things that you must know about kingdom stewardship. Number one, kingdom stewardship is not a gift, it is a choice. Kingdom stewardship is not a gift. You are nobody's gifted to serve God. I made a choice to be here. I can as well be anywhere. I can as well be in Italy. I can as well be in Spain. I can as well be in London. Anywhere. By privilege. But it's a choice. You make the choice to serve God. Number two, important fact about kingdom stewardship is that kingdom stewardship is rewardable stewardship. It's rewardable. You know what I'm saying? Kingdom stewardship is rewardable stewardship. If you serve man, man will want to reward you. If you serve a woman, the woman will want to reward you. What about if you serve God? God is not unjust. He's not unrighteous to forget your labor of love. He will never forget your labor of love. I think that's in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10 or so. He will never forget your labor of love. He will never just leave you and just forsake you. He is a rewarder God. Someone say rewarder God. Somebody say rewarder God. He is a God that rewards. He will never forget your labor. 10. Thank you, Jesus. And for somebody here today, I see God blessing you in Jesus' name. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and your labor of love, which you have showed towards his house in his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. This scripture is one of my favorite scriptures. He will never forget your labor. He will never. He's a rewarder. Somebody say he's a rewarder God. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58 also tells us extensively about how God rewards those who refuse to stop serving him, who refuse to desist from serving him. Grace for consistency, receive it this morning in Jesus' name. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work. For you know, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain, for as much as you know, for as much as you know, do you know that your labor is not in vain? I said, do you know that your labor is not in vain? He said, be steadfast. He said, be unmovable. For you know that your labor from January till now, your consistency is not in vain. It's not in vain. It's not in vain. It's not in vain. It's not in vain. Number three, important thing to know about kingdom stewardship is that God does not pay title holders. He pays laborers. God does not pay you because you have a title. God does not pay you because you are a head of department. He pays you for your labor. Somebody say labor. For your labor. For your work. Not for because you occupy a position. Bishop Oyedepo said, there is no entitlement in a title. There is no entitlement in a title. There is nothing you gain from a title. It is your labor that gives you reward, not your title. So when you are laboring, you are getting reward. When the labor stops, the reward stops. That's why if you are working in a place and you are laboring, they will be paying you. When you stop, they delete your name from the payroll. Hello? They delete your name from the payroll. Because you cease to labor, you don't qualify for any other labor. It is your consistency in labor that keeps your name on God's payroll. Number four, important thing to know about kingdom stewardship is that our attitude to kingdom stewardship shows the state of our heart. Your attitude to kingdom stewardship shows the state of your heart. If you serve God very well, it shows the state of your heart. If you don't serve God very well, you stay in a church for 1 year, 2 years, and you refuse to join it. There's not even let the pastor be coughing blood or be sweating blood. You will never join the department. As in, let blood be coming out of his ears, his nose. No, pastor, no. Say anything you want to say. To serve, it's not part of my agenda. Your attitude to kingdom stewardship shows the state of your heart. Now, quickly this morning, beloved, what is the mindset for profitable stewardship? What is the kind of mind you need to have before your stewardship can have reward? What is the kind of heart? Because many are also serving God, yet there's no reward. Many are also serving God, yet things are not working. Many are also serving God. There's nothing to show. God said there's a mindset. There's a kind of mind you must have before I can bless you in my service. What is that mindset? Your mindset matters a lot when it comes to profitable stewardship. Your mentality affects your profitability. And if things must change for you as a steward positively, then you must change your mentality positively. Life in the kingdom answers largely to mentality. Life as a steward answers largely to mentality. You know, when we were building this, when this church was being built, one of my friends who is a pastor came here to see us. I was still using that store as my office, that small store where we are using as a store now. So he came in, and after where we're going, he came in here and he looked at this place. There was no ceiling. He said, "Ha! It's iron they are using to build this place. Man, this iron can buy big jeep for the pastor, man." I looked at him like, "How? Like saying, why are they spending this kind of money to build a church? Church. Somebody said mentality. Your mentality determines your actuality. Your mentality determines where you end up. And you will end well. I say you will end well. What is the mindset for profitable steward? Number one, possess an appointment mentality. Possess an appointment mentality. Kingdom stewardship is a spiritual appointment. You must see your work in church as a spiritual appointment. See yourself on assignment. See yourself on assignment in a setup or an organization. See yourself as having received a letter. No, you can't see the physical letter, but you can see it spiritually. You have an appointment. For example, if you are working in a place, they give you an appointment and they write there. They say your resumption time is 7:30. If you come at 7:50, we will charge you or we sack you. So because of that, you will see many running top speed to get to work. When you see the work of God as an appointment, it becomes a rewardable work. It becomes self-motivating. As long as you want to enjoy the pay of this appointment, you must work according to the terms of the appointment. Only those who are appointed or who are hired can get the pay. Luke 10:7. If you see yourself as God appointed me to this department in the choir, it's an appointment. Luke 10:7. And in the same house, remain eating and drinking. The laborer is worthy of his hire. The laborer is worthy of his hire. The laborer, the one on appointment, is the one that is worthy of his hire. The one that sees himself as a hired steward, as a hired servant, is the one that is and will be rewarded. May the Lord give you that grace in the name of Jesus. Many value their office appointment, their shop appointment, and their government or civil service appointment, but do not value God's appointment. Your appointment with God is superior to any other appointment. And for you today, that appointment will bring you reward in Jesus' name. I say that appointment will bring you reward in Jesus' name. When you see yourself as somebody that has an appointment letter with God, then the way you treat God's work will improve. Number two, mindset for profitable stewardship is to possess a sower's mindset. Sower's mindset. Galatians 6:7. Every form of service is based on seed with a sure harvest, if rendered according to the rules. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Have the mindset that you are sowing something, and that thing you are sowing will bring harvest someday. As you are sowing your time, as you are sowing your money, as you are sowing your energy, as you are sowing your talent, that thing will bring about results for you someday. Have a sower's mentality. A lot of times, when we sow things or when we plant things, it is not what you plant that you harvest. When you plant the yam seed or the part of the yam that you are supposed to plant, when the yam will come, it will come in a bigger form. When you plant corn, it comes as a very minute corn that you plant. But after some time, when it comes forth, it comes forth with so much. That's the way the work of God is. The time you are sowing will bring great harvest. The level you are now is a reflection of what you have sown so far. If you sow more, you will get more. I always tell people, until you get to a level where you serve God and people begin to mock you. You know, the farmer, when the farmer is planting, they'll be mocking the farmer. When the farmer is planting, they say, "Ah, look at this man. You are inside his son. Ah, why can't you go and get another better job? You are just inside the sun planting on these big acres of land. See how you are sweating. Sun is beating you. And maybe the person is just enjoying his own life. But by the time the harvest will come, that person will be coming to beg from the person that he was making fun of. Those who have been making fun of you, they will soon come and beg from you. Those who are saying, "Where is your God?" they will be surprised at your outcome. Did I hear you say a big amen? Their mockery is your making. Let them mock you. They mocked us yesterday. Those that mock us yesterday, we are being a blessing to them today. We are assisting them today. So keep sowing the seed. Keep sowing the seed. Don't give up. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. As you are sowing that seed continually, you will reap it. And in the name of Jesus, your seed will not be destroyed by the wicked. A sower's mentality keeps you steadfast. A sower's mentality keeps you steadfast. You are consistent when you are a sower. A sower keeps sowing. You keep sowing. You keep sowing. Because you know one day you will reap the harvest. Number three, mentality required to get the reward of your service is to possess a runner's mentality. A runner. Somebody say runner. A runner's mentality. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 24. Know ye not that all run in the race, but one obtained the prize. So run that you might obtain the prize. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 24. Be a person that has a runner's mentality. Runner's mentality. A runner is a person who is not at ease. In Amos chapter 6 verse 1. Amos 6 verse 1. The Bible says, woe to him that is at ease in Zion. Woe to him who is in Zion and is so much at ease. Possess a runner's mentality. Runner's mentality is a mentality of contribution. You want to add value. You're on the run. You're on the go. You are not sloppy. You are not slacky. They are not following you up. Can you imagine somebody on the runner's field and somebody is now following him up and saying, "Please move. Move," and he's on the track trying to get a prize. When you are trying to get a prize, you don't wait for anybody. You say, "I'm gone. If you are coming, please come. If you don't want to come, please don't destroy my life." That's a runner's mentality. You feel that it looks like I'm getting late for church. You dash out for church. Not that you say, "I'm getting late. Okay, let me quickly finish this series. The part 7 that I have not finished watching. Let me quickly watch it finish before I will meet them. Maybe before Pastor will finish preaching, I will be there as a worker." A runner's mentality gives you the grace. And that was the kind of thing that Paul was involved in Philippians. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. He was a runner. He said, not as though I had already attained. Either were already perfect. Can you see Paul speaking there? He said, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth. Someone say reaching forth. That's running. That's why most people don't get their reward. Being a worker in the house of God, you have to be on the go for God. He said, I forget what I've done before. He said, I'm reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press. That's running. I press. I want to beat my 2018 record. I want to beat my 2019 record. I press to move on. I don't want to be tired. I don't want to be retired. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That will be your testimony. You know, one of the things I dislike and I have a distaste for is to see believers that tell me stories of when they used to serve God. I have a personal distaste for it. Pastor, honestly speaking, in those days when I used to be very, very... That's a rubbish statement. In those days or in nowadays, that's what we want to know. Bible said the part of the just like a shining light is shining more and more. Your primary school record is meant to beat your secondary school record. Your secondary school record should beat your poly record. Your poly record is supposed to beat your is supposed to be moving on. Like, your secondary school should beat your primary school record. Your tertiary institution record is supposed to beat your secondary school record. Like that. Not that you now begin to tell me, honestly speaking, as an undergraduate, I was very fervent. Honestly, I fast, I do marathon fasting 3 days without water or food. But now you cannot even do 11 o'clock fast till 11 o'clock. Already by 10 o'clock, your eyes is in turn. So I say, it's my stomach. I'm now a rich man now. I'm a rich woman now. You know, I cannot fast for long. You press to possess a runner's mindset. You press to possess. May the Lord give you a runner's mindset. I say, may God give you a runner's mindset. May you not tell the story of when you used to be fervent in the house of God. I say, may you never tell the story to your children of when you used to be fervent in the house of God. May you never tell the story of when you used to do well in the house of the Lord. Did I hear you say a big amen? May the fire on your life never run out. If I were you, I would say a good amen. The fire on your prayer altar, the fire of evangelism, the fire of Bible study, the fire of reading, may it never go out in your life in the name of Jesus. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. Possess a runner's mentality. Can you quickly, let's run through what I just talked about. The first mentality is what? A what? Appointment mentality. Like you are an appointment with God. Like he gave you an appointment letter to work for him, and he will reward you for it. Number two is what? Sower's mentality. And number three is a runner. Number four is to possess a reward mindset. A reward mindset. Our God is a rewarder God. He is not a God that uses people and dumps them. He rewards them as they work for him. There's nothing bad to think of reward. When you are working in a place, won't you think of salary by month end? If you are doing business, won't you think of profit at the end of the business? So why do you think that when you work for God, it's bad to think that he would reward you? In Exodus 23 verse 25, the Lord, you shall serve the Lord thy God, and he will bless your bread and your water. He will take sickness away from the midst of thee. So God is a rewarder God. Someone say rewarder God. You will serve the Lord thy God. He will bless. You will serve. He will bless. You will serve. He will bless. It's a contract. You will serve him. He will bless you. You will serve him. He will bless you. Today he will bless you. I say today he will bless you. In Job 36 verse 11. He said, they will obey the Lord thy God. When you obey him, you have already qualified. You will, if they obey and serve the Lord thy God, then some things will come to you. And as you obey him and as you serve him, everything you desire is coming for you in Jesus' name. I say everything you desire is coming for you in Jesus' name. As you obey him and as you serve him, you are receiving everything that is yours in Jesus' name. I say you are receiving everything that is yours in Jesus' name. Your obedience and your service qualifies you for many blessings. Your obedience and your service qualifies you for favor. Your obedience and your service qualifies you for progress. And as you obey him and as you serve him, that which is your own comes to you with speed in Jesus' name. Listen to me. Your reward always comes. It's just that many of us, we think that maybe when God says, I will reward you, it will take so much time. The life of people are different, and the times of and season of the people are different. Somebody might be doing what you are doing and get some reward tomorrow. And then maybe your own is like a week or more. You know, say, God, why is it? God has his own. He said he makes everything beautiful in his own time. God has his own time. If you run more than his time, the person can exit this world. If they obey and serve him, they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Job 36 verse 11. For somebody here today, you are spending your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure in the name of Jesus. Let me hear you say a big amen. As I round up this morning, it's a day that God wants to reward those that have been serving. And a day that he wants to charge those who are serving but are not serving as expected. As I round up this morning, my counsel to you this morning. My counsel to you this morning is to continue in the place of consistent service. Continue in the place of consistent service. Don't abort your service. Don't terminate your service. Don't slow down the pace of your service. Number two, counsel is enlist yourself in the service if you are not yet in the service. Enlist yourself in the service if you are not yet in the service. Enlist yourself in the service if you are not yet in the service. Number three is serve meritoriously and faithfully. Serve meritoriously and serve faithfully. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2. Now it is required in stewardship that a man be found faithful. Serve meritoriously and serve faithfully. Serve meritoriously and serve faithfully. And lastly, don't allow anything to discourage you. You know, there are many people in church. That's why those who are serving God from January till now, I appreciate God for you. Because in the place of service, many things will discourage you. People will come and discourage you. Men will discourage you. Friends will discourage you. Why are you even doing that? You're just disturbing yourself. On top of all your service, what has God done for you? People will say many things to try to dampen your morale. Don't be discouraged in the place of service. Don't be tired in the place of service. Press on. Press on in the place of service. Press on in the place of stewardship. And then suddenly, your glory will appear. For somebody here today, your glory must appear. I say your glory must appear. I say your glory must appear. I say your glory must appear. When it appears, everybody will see that you are serving God. I say everybody will see that you are serving God. In the name of Jesus. I want to close with a scripture which shows that God always rewards service. In Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3. Verse 17 and 18. Malachi chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. The Bible says, "And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. And I will spare them." That's for those who are serving God. "I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him." God will spare you in this season. God will spare you from accidents. God will spare you from evil. He said, "Then shall you return. And by the time you return, you will see, you will discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not." He said, by the time you will go and return, he said, you will see a difference between those that serve God and those that serve him not. May your family members see the difference in your life. May your friends see the difference in your life. May your colleagues see the difference in your life. May everybody around you see the glory of God upon you. You know that if you are not yet serving God and you can see some glory, it's just a fraction of the glory you would have seen if you serve God. If you are seeing anything now, maybe you have plenty naira and you are so proud about it. Even if you have served God, maybe you would have even changed the current. Because by the time you change your naira to dollar, you see that it's nothing. If you really serve God, there will be a difference. And I say this prophetically, there will be a difference in your life. Everybody, between now and December 31st, no man or woman is serving God here, we end this year with crying or weeping. Everyone serving God faithfully, and those who will enlist after this service, those who will rush to the back after the service and say, "Please, I want to join so-so department," you will also partake in this in Jesus' name. You know the beauty about God? Sometimes you might even not have served so much, but last minute you just heard a word like this. And you just quickly went at the 11th hour, he will still reward you. God will reward you mysteriously. He will reward you mysteriously. He will reward you mysteriously. And everyone that will see you will call you blessed. So shall it be in Jesus' holy name. I must not close this service this morning without calling on my friends. You are here this morning, or you are watching us on the internet, and you are saying to me, "Pastor, I want to accept Christ afresh into my life. Or you are here this morning, you are saying to me, Pastor, I want God to have mercy on me. I want God to forgive me. I want to start with God all over again. I want to pray with you quickly. Wherever you are, you can please just be on your feet where I can see you, and I will pray with you. I'll be counting from 1 to 5. I will just be praying with you in a minute or two, and your life will never be the same again. 1. Also, you are here. You have given your life to Christ before, but you want to rededicate your life. You want to start with God all over again. You are not a bad person. I'm not saying you are a bad person, no. But you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want to surrender your life to Him afresh. God bless you. Be on your feet quickly, and I'll be praying with you just where you are. And your life will never, ever, ever be the same again. God bless you. God bless you. God, I can see all of you. God bless you. God bless you. You are not a bad person. I'm not condemning you. No, I'm not condemning you. I'm only saying that your heart, your conscience is telling you to join these people already standing. Your conscience that is working is telling you, join them. Rededicate your life. Start with God again. Start with God again. I want to pray with you. 2. Also, you are watching us on the internet. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Also, do the same. Stand wherever you are watching. Stand wherever you are watching. Also, after we have prayed for you, send us an email. Send us a WhatsApp on that number to let us know that you rededicate your life to Christ in the service today. You dedicated your life to Christ in the service today. You dedicated your life to Christ in the service today. God bless you. God bless you. 3. Also, you are here. You want to ask for forgiveness of sin. You want to ask God for mercy. You want to ask God to cleanse you. You want to ask God to have mercy on you. You want God to cleanse you, wash you clean of any past sin. Also, please be on your feet. I'm going to pray with you, and your life will never be the same again. God bless you. God bless you. Join these ones already standing. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We are in a hurry to pray this morning. We are in a hurry to go to thank God this morning. God bless you. Maybe that's the reason why God brought you here. God doesn't want you to spend the Christmas the same way you have been spending it before. He wants a new life for you. He wants a new destiny for you. He wants you to be blessed. He wants your life to be blessed. Thank you, Jesus. 3, 4. And then one more count, and I will pray. Maybe you are still seated, but you are meant to be standing. Please stand so I can see you, and we will pray together. Also, you are on the internet. Anywhere you are, God bless you, my sister. I can see you. God bless you. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. Many more people are coming to Jesus. Many more people are asking God for His mercy. Many more people are asking God for His mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'll give you just 10 more seconds and we'll pray. 10 more seconds and we'll pray. 10 more seconds. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 5. Now, wherever you are standing, beloved, please place your right hand on your chest so that I can pray with you. Please say this after me. Please stop writing at this time and just say this after me. Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins and cleanse me from my past sins. Afresh, as your son, as your daughter, I have come to you. Have mercy on me. Wash me clean by your blood. Cleanse me by your mighty blood. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for accepting me. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Thank you, Lord, for your help. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Keep those hands on your chest as I pray for you, Father. Thank you for these ones, both male and female, that you have blessed this morning, and those who are also rededicating their life to Christ via the internet. Father, bless them. Write their names in the book of life and let your grace be released to them. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.